Welcome to the Friday, April the 18th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 30th episode. That's right, 30 episodes so far in the 24-25 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, let's go ahead and jump in. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Cynthia Torres Hernandez at Rhodes Elementary School. Rhodes Elementary, Cynthia Torres Hernandez. Congratulations, Cynthia. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, it's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Monday evening, our school board had the opportunity to recognize the Ben Davis High School teacher, Tom Hayes, again, alongside students Jayla Bailey, Stephanie Phillips, Paola Chavez, and Lucas Allison for receiving awards from the Columbia Scholastic Press Association, including being named the 2025 Crown Finalist for the Ben Davis Spotlight. These awards highlight the exceptional talent and dedication of our students and staff in journalism and in the arts. Additionally, individual awards recognized our student outstanding work in illustration, photography, and writing. We also recognized Ramika Graham for her outstanding service as school board president in 2023 and 2024. Another highlight of the week was on Tuesday when we welcomed our community to a film screening and panel discussion of the documentary called Food Insecure. This event raised important awareness about food security issues in our community and sparked some valuable discussion. Thank you to Stephen Jackson, our panelists, including Wayne's own child nutrition director, Brittany Joyner, and our parent liaison at Chapelwood Elementary, Michelle Stoller, our Wayne Township trustee, Jeb Barden, and our partners at Gleaners and Central Indiana Community Foundation, Jeff Bennett, as well as the Wayne Township Education Foundation, and everyone who helped to make the evening a success. It was also exciting to have our giant marketplace the same evening as the Food Insecure event. Also on Tuesday, Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center hosted a STEM community night, STEAM community night. It was wonderful to see so many families engaged in hands-on learning and exploring the world of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. On Thursday, our school board visited the site of our new transportation center, not quite done, but certainly progressing along, and they got to hear about the great things happening in our transportation department. I also enjoyed the LAP Family Night at Chapelwood Elementary School Thursday evening, where we had the opportunity to sample delicious foods from around the world. That's always a highlight for me. Well, speaking of traveling the globe, this week's guest recently visited Stockholm, Sweden to attend the Nobel Teacher Summit. We're excited to hear from her about this innovative teaching practices she learned about and how they might inspire us right back here in Wayne Township. Here to tell us all about this exciting experience is none other than Ben Davis High School Principal Sandy Squire. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
Going back, I can remember when we talked about you applying for this. So what led you to even apply for this experience? What was it that sparked that interest in you to go explore another country?
You know, I have always told people that we just always should keep our eyes open for opportunities. Mm-hmm. So when the IASP, Indiana Association of School Principals, sent out their weekly newsletter, and they talked about in this newsletter the opportunity to travel to Stockholm for the Nobel Summit, Teacher Summit in Education, I first just started to skim through and pass it on, as I do many of these opportunities, The idea of missing a week of school is just not, just not something I would consider. But then I just stopped for a moment, and I saw that it fell over spring break.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I just stopped, and I kept looking at the calendar and looking at the calendar, and I reached out to Dr. Walters, and I asked if she would support me applying mm-hmm. for this, and she said absolutely. And so I applied.
Wow. Now, You are with people not just from Indiana, but from all over the United States, correct?
That is correct. There are actually only three from Indiana. Okay. There were over 50 applicants, mm-hmm. and three of us were chosen. Were the
other two principals as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all of the participants from the United States were principals.
Great.
And then there were five Canadians.
Okay.
And they were all teachers, one director of an international school, and then the others were teachers.
Sandy, have you traveled a lot? Are you a world traveler, or was this something fairly new for you?
So, interestingly, I am a United States traveler. I've been to 49 of 50 states. I'm an Army brat. I've lived in multiple states, even in Indiana. In my 20 years in Indiana, I've lived in six different houses.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm a traveler. No, I'm not a world traveler.
Okay.
So, in my 50s, this was my first passport.
Yeah.
I've been to the Caribbean, but I had never been anywhere else outside the United States.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, you fly to Stockholm, and how many people were there total in the group that you were with?
So, this was a partnership between the ISP and EF, which stands for Education First.
Yep.
Most people know EF from the trips that they take mm-hmm. with students.
Right.
And so the EF and ISP and other association, other principal associations around the United States had joined together. And so there were 22 of us in the EF group.
Okay.
And so we actually got to go a little early and experience some things in Stockholm a little early. And then the
sightseeing type things, like
correct.
Touristy things? Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
We got to go to the Vasa Museum and see the only example of a Viking ship. It's amazing. It's actually the Viking ship was used as the model for Pirates of the Caribbean. The museum itself, the way the building is formatted is how the Minnesota Vikings used for their stadium.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so we got to go there. Interesting fact about the ship though, it only actually sailed for 20 minutes. They had opened up the gun ports in order to celebrate the inaugural.
I can see where this is going.
Yes, yep, and they did not close those. And a gust of wind came up, and water filled the because they were on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
filled it up, and it sunk. So was on the water for 20 minutes, and it took 333 years to salvage it.
Oh, geez.
It was salvaged in the 1950s.
Uh-huh.
And so we got to visit that museum. We got to see the city hall. We got to see the old city, the old town. So we had a lot of fun experiences prior to even going to the Nobel Summit.
Sure. Now, was your purpose to travel to see how education is done in Sweden, or was it bigger than that?
So originally it was, because we had the opportunity to visit Swedish schools, that was my number one goal, was mm-hmm. just to see what it's like in a Swedish school. But the Nobel Summit for Education, the theme was the future of democracy. And so
something that is very, very on
relevant.
Top of mind right now for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was very relevant. So that was very interesting. The opportunity to hear from Nobel Prize winners as the lecturers at the summit was just an amazing opportunity. So the goal became a little broader than just visiting the Swedish schools.
So, hence the name, right? I mean, it's all about the Nobel Peace Prize and those winners. What were some of your big takeaways as you had a chance to engage with those folks?
I could have just learned from the 22 educators that traveled with EF. We learned so much just talking to each other. We shared our state's portrait of a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about what that looks like. So we learned so much from them. And then on top of that, to go to the summit on Thursday and Friday. Thursday we visited the schools, and then Friday was the actual summit. And to be with educators from over 80 different countries, the opportunities to meet and talk to and brainstorm, the connections were just immense. On our WhatsApp group, they just sent out a link to a program that they're looking for some partners with. So I'm looking to see if there's a place that we could partner mm-hmm. with this particular organization or this school. So that was one of the biggest opportunities, was just the networking with other educators. Going to visit the Swedish school.
Does it look like ours?
So they have a lot of stairs in Stockholm. And not, they do have elevators, but they're all hidden. So the school, yes, it looks like ours in many ways. Kids are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to mingle with the students and be in groups with them as we were visiting classrooms was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some differences. There are some major differences that we discovered in all the schools. So I went to a gymnasium, which is a secondary mm-hmm. school. But then also talking to my colleagues who went to, excuse me, elementary and middle schools, we were able to find some of the differences.
You mentioned 22 from the United States, but you said, I don't want to gloss over, it was 80 countries that were represented. So there were people from all over the world.
Yes.
That were in attendance. So you got to talk to not only folks from other states in the United States, but from many other countries as well.
That is correct. So, you know, talking to my roommate was from Colorado. So talking to her, I was learning quite a bit. We had colleagues from Long Island and from Pennsylvania. But then, you know, at the summit, I'm sitting next to a man who teaches in Japan and has in-laws in Stockholm. So he comes to the summit every year. But he actually teaches at a Department of Defense school in Japan. So he's an American teaching in Japan with relatives in Stockholm. So getting to just talk to him and his experiences, he's a Fulbright teacher, and to talking to him and his experiences, I learned so much.
So now that you've gone, are you eligible to go back?
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, this gentleman attends every year. Are you able to?
Yes. And so I didn't even know that this summit existed. Mm-hmm. Obviously when I'm looking for conferences, I'm not looking in Stockholm.
Yeah.
And so, but the power of this conference is truly amazing. EF is a sponsor of the Nobel Prize Museum, and so they have a partnership, and again, the theme changes every year, so I would like to see what the themes are, but yes, there are educators that I was with that have come several years in a row.
How has this changed you, this trip? How did this trip change you as a leader, as an educator, as, you know, for Ben Davis? What has this done for you?
Oh, goodness. First of all, I feel addicted to travel. I want to keep learning and traveling. But, you know, as somebody who's been a principal here at Ben Davis for 13 years, we can kind of get stuck in our ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. And I told my leadership team this past week, it's very important, even as we are looking at curriculum and instruction and strategies going into next year, I reminded them we can always improve. No matter how good you are in the classroom, we can always improve. Mm-hmm. And I reminded them that I'm still learning. As a leader, I still want to learn and find things that I don't know and bring back some of those ideas. And there were several ideas that I've brought back that I'm encouraged to consider.
Yeah. Besides my mother and my wife, our primary audience here is the staff here in Wayne Township, yes. Of course. What would you suggest to them about this experience? As they're maybe exploring other opportunities, what are your encouraging words for them? Just something that you might encourage them to think about as they're looking at also expanding their knowledge base and expanding their world of information and knowledge.
Always look for those opportunities to learn. And don't ever think that there's something that you can't implement. Because I'll tell you one of my aha moments. The school we visited had 1,400 students. The secondary schools in Stockholm, the ninth graders apply to go to the secondary school, and each one has a different theme. This one was STEM. It was an engineering theme school. But what was interesting is, as I was walking the halls, I turned to the teacher who was giving us the tour, and I said, "Where are the students? I don't see the students." It took me a minute to realize there were no bells. And so that was just an aha moment. My first thought was, well, we can't do that. We have to have bells. And so I immediately shut that idea down. And then as I started talking more and more and realizing that it was because of their public transportation that they were able to have a more collegiate schedule, that just made me think differently. Obviously, I wasn't going to come back and tell my assistant principal for scheduling that he needed to throw that out the window and change everything. But it did make me start to think about our schedule differently. And how we can not look at the obstacles, but look at the opportunities.
Wow. Sandy, so exciting. We could sit here and talk for an hour about your experience with the Nobel Teacher Summit in Stockholm, Sweden. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. And thank you for being brave enough to travel on your spring break to learn more and to bring all those great things back here to Ben Davis High School.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our guest today is Ben Davis High School Principal Sandy Squire. Well, don't forget to mark your calendars for our District Appreciation Day for secretaries, media support staff, business office staff, payroll, and routing specialists next Wednesday, April the 23rd. These roles are so vital to the smooth operation and success of our district, and we want to take this opportunity to show our gratitude. We talked a lot about the arts. We hope you can join us next Saturday, May the 3rd. It's our biennial Arts Alive celebration, an event that celebrates the creativity and talent of our students through various art forms. Make sure to come out to Arts Alive, May the 3rd. I believe that starts at 10 a.m., and we'll have more information next Friday for you. Also, our spring survey will be open until April the 28th. If you haven't already, please just take 10 minutes. A little bit less than this podcast, to fill out the staff survey. And thank you for your work in administering the survey in our classrooms across the district to ensure our students' voice is heard in this process. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.